So what you'll hear in the following guided meditation is just some very basic meditation instruction. I'll lead you through a very simple practice of presence coming into the body and cultivating a receptive mind state to experience the poem, which I will read right before the end of the meditation period. After I read the poem, we'll stay in silence, we'll allow the poem to resonate in us, and when the meditation period is over, I'll ring the bell and we'll come out of the practice. As you hear the poem, just simply let the poem come into you. Experience the poem as fully as you can. You might visualize it, you might concentrate on the sounds of the poem, but try to let the analytical mind be in the background and simply experience the poem as fully as you're able. So let's begin by finding a comfortable meditation posture, a posture that is supportive of the quality of attention and awareness. So a posture of relaxed alertness. And letting the body relax. You might let the shoulders drop and let the face be soft, let the eyes be soft. Just letting go of any obvious areas of tension. And feel just how it is to be sitting here right now, in this moment, in this body, in this space. And feeling those places of contact, of touch, your feet on the floor, your seat on the cushion, your hands on your thighs or one in the other. Just notice that quality of touch, of pressure, warmth, coolness. Feeling the weight of the body. Just dropping the awareness down and in. And then feeling the breath, just noticing the belly as it expands and contracts. We're feeling the air flowing in and out of the nostrils. And just bringing attention to this quality of breathing that supports us every moment of our lives, which we so often ignore. Really noticing, how does it feel to breathe? You might notice that the air is a little cooler coming into the nostrils and a little warmer on the exhalation, having been warmed by its journey through the body. Just noticing what you notice and resting in this quality of awareness. Postscript by Seamus Heaney. And sometime make the time to drive out west into County Clare, along the flaggy shore, in September or October, when the wind and the light are working off each other, so that the ocean on one side is wild with foam and glitter, and inland among stones the surface of a slate-gray lake is lit by the earthed lightning of a flock of swans, their feathers ruffed and ruffling, white on white, their fully grown, headstrong-looking heads tucked or cresting or busy underwater. Useless to think you'll park and capture it more thoroughly. You are neither here nor there, a hurry through which known and strange things pass, as big soft buffetings come at the car sideways and catch the heart off guard and blow it open.